Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1, we'll read verse 1 through 5. And this is Luke speaking. He wrote the book of Luke and also the book of Acts, and he references that in the first verse. He says, Acts chapter 1, verse 1, "The former treatise, or document, or what have you, have I made, O Theophilus, or lover of God, of all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them for 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." And in verse 4, "being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which," he said, "you have heard of me," or "you heard me talk about. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Heavenly Father, help us today as we study your word. Lord, always I pray that we would understand the scriptures and that we would see Jesus Christ as we study your word. And don't let today be any different, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. In our study of John the Baptist, this is part 55. We're going to do a short and very abbreviated overview of the book of Acts. And this is part 1 of that subtopic. The book of Acts, 28 chapters, I can't go through all. And honestly, I'm only here because John and Jesus talked about it. John's message, hey, that's the one, that's the Messiah, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And so I'll go through a number of chapters briefly to see what John meant. Chapter 1, the Spirit is promised, and Jesus Christ returns to heaven. Chapter 2, Pentecost is fulfilled. Just as Passover was fulfilled in the Gospels, Pentecost is fulfilled. Again, that's Acts chapter 2. Chapter 5, the Gospel reaches Judea. And we'll understand why that's important in just a bit. In chapter 8, Samaria, Philip goes first, preaches. A lot of people get saved, and Peter and John, they come. And they take stock of what happened. And these apostles, they all agreed that God had sent the gospel to Samaria. Chapter 9, we read of Paul. Paul the apostle wrote about half the New Testament. is very important. In chapter 10, we'll take a look at Cornelius. He was a Gentile. And again, this is very important to understand Cornelius. Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, all of these things had to happen. And we will get to that. Chapter 11, Peter, he tells the story of how God had reached the Gentiles, the previous chapter. And again, all the apostles agreed. And they said, hey, we need to start preaching to the Gentiles. And Barnabas and Saul, or Paul the apostle, they began preaching to the Gentiles. And I'm sorry for the book report, but I'm giving you an outline of what I'm going to be teaching. We read about the disciples of John the Baptist. Hey, aren't we studying that guy, John? Well, yeah. In chapter 19, we'll run across a handful of disciples of John. In Acts chapter 28, the book closes out with Paul still doing apostolic work. And that's what we should be doing. We should be carrying on the work of the apostles, trying to preach the gospel, trying to win souls, and going as far as the uttermost part of the earth. So that's my boring overview of what I'll be teaching. Sorry about that. But I'm limiting myself to these few chapters, again, to see what John and Jesus were talking about. But Luke, he says, I wrote another book, and this is that book. But it says in verse 4 that Jesus was with the disciples, the apostles now, and he said, hey, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, y'all heard me talk about. For John truly baptized with water, but you are going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost in just a few days. And it was actually about a week or so. But then, Jesus went up. Jesus ascended. And we'll get to that. Not today, but we'll get to that. But the last thing that Jesus talked about before he went into heaven. Oh, and don't you know that one day he's going to return? But the last thing he talked about was, hey, the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, is coming. Don't leave town, because you're going to receive this promise. Now, there are two things going on. There's the indwelling of the Spirit, and then there's power for service. The last week or two, we talked about that. We looked at John, I think, chapter 2, and we looked at Jeremiah, chapter 31, and Ezekiel. We looked at a few other things. But here, let me refresh your memory. In John, chapter 14, in verse 15, it starts, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide or dwell in your heart forever. Even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it doesn't see the Holy Ghost, doesn't know nothing about no Holy Ghost. But Jesus tells his disciples, but you know about the Holy Ghost, for he dwells with you. He's already been with you all these 3.5 years. And that's great, but he shall be in you. And he says, I won't leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. He's talking about the indwelling of the Spirit. When you're born again, when you're truly born again, not, oh, I've been to church all my life and I was baptized and sprinkled and I don't care. None of that matters. Jesus said in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. You've got to be born again. You have to leave your old life, start living for God, and you must be born again. When God the Holy Ghost comes to live in your heart, there's a change. First off, you're a believer. If you're not saved, you can't be filled with the Spirit. He will not. Let me say that again. The Spirit of God will not inhabit a dirty vessel. You've got to be clean. You need a robe of righteousness. You need to be justified by faith. Man, how many times have you heard me talk about being justified by faith? You have to be a Christian. You have to believe in Jesus Christ that He forgives sin. You have to look to Him and believe on Him, it says in one place. Mere church attendance, it won't do. You must be born again. None of what the apostles had or the disciples had, and we're going to read that in just a minute, what they had, but none of what they had anything to do with the Spirit living in their heart. I mean, we talked about it. Jeremiah 31, 31. Ezekiel chapter 36 talks about a new covenant and that the Spirit would come to live inside and that God would write His law, His righteous and holy law, not in tablets of stone like Moses had, but He would write on the tables of the heart. This is something that could not be done until the new covenant came. Nobody in the Old Testament could be indwelt by the Spirit. The apostles in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they were not indwelt until the New Testament was put into force. And that New Testament, remember we said that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness, no washing away of our sins. But that New Testament was purchased with Christ's blood. He hung on the cross. I mean, we know this story. I've said it a bunch of times. He died for us. His blood satisfied the righteous demands of the Holy Father. And our sins can be washed away. We can be new creatures. Just as Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creature. Behold, all things, all the old things have gone away, and we have a new life. You must be born again. But after Calvary, after Jesus went to the cross, our sins paid for, the sin debt eliminated for those that believe. Then the Spirit could come to live inside. Then the Spirit could come to live inside. He said, apostles, don't leave town. Stay in Jerusalem. Because in about a week or so, the promise of the Father is coming. And you will be indwelt with the Spirit. God, the Holy Ghost from heaven, will come from heaven and live in your heart. Don't leave town, because it's coming. Now the apostles, they obeyed him, and on the day of Pentecost, in the next chapter, Acts chapter 2, the Spirit came, and we'll get to that. But as I said, there are two things going on. The first, the most important thing is that God comes to live in our heart. Let me say that again. God from heaven, and I've said it several times, I want to say it again. God from heaven comes to live in our heart, and he comforts us. And there's a relationship. I don't have time to turn to it. I don't have the time. I don't. But in John chapter 14, chapter 15, and chapter 16, Jesus talks about the Spirit, how he comes to live in our heart. And the more that you seek God, the more real that presence becomes. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him if you seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And I'll say it again, he's not talking about church attendance. He's just not talking about that. You've got to have a relationship with God yourself. You've got to repent of your sins yourself. And then the Spirit, he comes in. But you've got to seek him. You've got to seek after him. You should read your Bible. You should pray. You should do any number of things, one of which would be to tell somebody else what you've received. But if you stick your nose in that book, the Bible, and I want to say, you can read it whatever translation you want, but I have found the King James to be quite comforting. If you seek after God, if you want to live right, if you want to do the right things and you want to leave your old life, your old lifestyle, stop thinking the way you used to think, start thinking how the Bible says, if you seek him, then you will find him. Same idea, Jeremiah 29:13. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with your whole heart. Now, we've dealt with the indwelling of the Spirit, but the rest of this promise is the empowerment of the Spirit. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils, over all demon spirits, and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Okay, that's Luke 9, that was the 12. Luke 10, there's 70 others also that he appointed. And he sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. And he said, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send laborers into his harvest. But as he's sending these 70 out, he said in verse 9, and heal the sick that are in them, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh to you. Just as Jesus said, we read it in John 14, that the Spirit was already with them, but would be in them on the day of Pentecost and going forward. But this power, the power to preach, first and foremost, the power to preach, and that God would somehow use you to tell someone else about what Jesus did for you. It's for the preacher, but it's also for the people in the pew. But let's look at Acts chapter 10 and then Matthew 28 very quickly. Acts chapter 10, Peter is preaching, but he's preaching about Christ. Let's get that straight. He's preaching about Christ. He didn't tell anybody about his denomination. He didn't brag on his church's choir. He didn't say anything but, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. Acts 10, verse 38. How God anointed or empowered Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And then he goes on down, Peter does, and says, God commanded us to preach unto everybody, everywhere, to tell them about the great things, and also that there will be a judgment that is to come, and to prepare for it by repenting of your sins and giving your life to God. And again, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20, the Great Commission. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, every country on the face of the earth. And that's what missionaries are trying to do today. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Next time, next week, we'll take a look at Acts chapter 2. But the Spirit was given for the indwelling of believers and to empower us to preach the gospel and to win lost souls and to win them before the end comes. Jesus said you have to work while it's day, because night is coming when no man can work. But there's an urgency. There's an urgency to preach the gospel and to win lost souls. Acts chapter 1, we're still in Acts chapter 1. Let's look at verse 8. He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. This verse, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, is the key to the entire book of Acts. And you may have been bored in the beginning when I was talking about the different chapters we would study. But in chapter 2, the disciples reached Jerusalem. By chapter 5, they had reached all of the, I guess you can say parish, if you want to use that term, because we're in Louisiana, the parish of Judea. And in chapter 8, the gospel reached Samaria. And then in chapter 10, just like this verse we just read, the gospel reached the Gentiles. You receive power after the Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, chapter 2, and in all Judea, chapter 5, and in Samaria, chapter 8, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth, beginning in Acts chapter 10. I hope you'll tune in next time. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.